Now, I have been using an AeroPress for quite a while, but today, for the first time, I thought, why not experiment more with the AeroPress and do different grinds, coarseness, fineness, different brewing time with the same coffee and see what differences I can get, different notes, different consistency of the coffee, the mouthfeel. And it was just such fun to do. Because what I've normally always done, I've done medium coarse, I let it brew for 2 minutes, then I pushed it through, and I got a coffee which was nice, neat, and also nice, added with a bit of milk. But today what I thought I'd do with the same coffee, an Ethiopian Sidamo, roasted by CGP, I thought I'd experiment. And I did the first thing that I always do, like kept it at the medium coarseness and brewed it for 2 minutes, pushed it through, had it neat, and then added a bit of rice milk, is what I drink normally, and it tasted beautiful. But then I made myself another cup and I ground it finer. I didn't brew it as long, and it was a completely different cup of coffee. It was fruitier, it was just a bit thinner as a mouthfeel, and I didn't feel like I could add some milk to it. It would have, I think, just gotten lost in that beautiful, aromatic, floral coffee that the Sidamo is. So I think what I'm trying to say is I'm falling in love all over again with my AeroPress. It is such a versatile piece of equipment, and it just blew my mind. And I thought, you know what? I need to share this. You need to have fun with your AeroPress and just experiment as much as you want. And you can produce different cups of coffee for your liking, for the time of day, for whatever your friend wants, if you'd like to introduce them to coffees. So thumbs up for whoever it was, and I must research that, who actually thought of producing a piece of equipment as versatile and fantastic and yet simple like the AeroPress is.